Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splittorff. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splittorff. And now, play ball. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Kirkpatrick for a passed ball. Rettenmund moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rettenmund scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinbloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pottek moves to third. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally fires to first and has Otis trapped. There's the throw to Grich, who tags Otis for the out. One out. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pottek scores. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Splittorff covering, for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. McNally moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gritch. Knoop moves to second. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd strikes out. Two outs. Paul Schall pinch hits for Paul Splittorff. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Hedlund now pitching. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Floyd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0-for-1 in the game. Echi Barron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella. Echi Barron reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkpatrick moves to third. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-1 in the game. Floyd strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell juggles the ball. That's an error on Powell. Kirkpatrick scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Royals. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Hedlund moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Otis strikes out. Echi Barron drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Otis out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Scheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Powell reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 2, Royals, 2. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Scheinblum. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 3-2, Orioles. Andy Echi Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echi Barron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Echi Barron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Scheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheinblum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grich. Scheinblum moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNally hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noop is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-2 in the game. Floyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hedlund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hedlund is 0-for-1 in the game. Hedlund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Floyd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baylor. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Baylor steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to third. Two outs. Norm Angelini now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Potek moves to third. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Etchy Barron and he is safe. Otis steals second. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Piniella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Piniella reaches third base with a triple. Potek scores. Otis scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Etchy Barron takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Dave McNally. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Rorick Harrison now pitching. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0-for-3 in the game. Floyd bunts towards first. Powell fields the ball and throws to Harrison covering. Safe. Noop moves to second. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Norm Angelini. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Noop moves to third. Floyd moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Potek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Noop scores. Floyd moves to third. Potek moves to second. It's Orioles, 5, Royals, 5. Johnny Oates now catching. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair, who is chasing the ball. Sheinblum reaches third base with a triple. Floyd scores. Potek scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 4 in the game. Mayberry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing right field. Ken Wright now pitching. Tom Schappe pinch hits for Paul Blair. Tom Schappe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schappe takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Schappe moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Powell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.